Hey friends, welcome to this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, your host, and as always, I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading or you're a seasoned veteran, this podcast gives you a quick look at what matters most in this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled Sackcloth and Dust. So let's get into it. This week's big truth: confessing our sin frees us. Worshiping God changes us. So, as Nehemiah leads the people in a moment of national repentance, we see that true worship isn't just singing songs. It's a heart posture shaped by honesty before God. Confession opens the way for freedom, and worship forms us into people who trust, obey, and walk closely with Him. This week's Christ Connection: God's people remembered all He had done and promised to be faithful. God is gracious and compassionate. All along, He has been faithful to the people who have been unfaithful to Him. We experience this grace and compassion in Jesus, who gave His life so that we could receive mercy and life forever. So here's a quick look at kind of what this session looks like. Nehemiah chapter 9, Israel gathers wearing sackcloth and dust, a symbol of humanity and repentance. They spend hours reading the law, confessing sin, and worshiping God. Their prayer retells the entire Old Testament storyline. God keeps rescuing, guiding, providing, and showing compassion. And the people keep rebelling. Yet, God never stops calling them back. Seeing that contrast, God's faithfulness versus our unfaithfulness, the people respond with confession and worship. And that worship leads to commitment. Then, in Nehemiah 10, the community makes a written covenant to obey God's law and separate themselves from the surrounding culture so that they could live distinctly for the Lord. It's a model for us. We confess, we worship, we commit, and God changes us. So here's a few questions your students might ask this week and how you can be ready for them. One, why does God keep forgiving people who mess up over and over and over? Why does conviction feel bad if it's supposed to be for good? Why do I make commitments at camp and retreats but can't seem to stick with them when I come home? And how do I actually hold myself accountable? This week, don't shy away from moments of vulnerability or conviction in your group. Model honesty. Model repentance. Students need to see that confession isn't shameful, it's freeing. And remind them, trust fuels obedience. We obey God more easily when we trust His character. This week, help students see that God never gets tired of forgiving repentant people. His kindness leads us to repentance, and His presence in worship transforms who we are becoming. Encourage students to take one step of honesty before God and one step of commitment towards Him. So a few quick reminders. One, FUGE registrations are open. So check that out at fhbc.org/students. And also, next weekend is Go Celebration Weekend. So we want you to come and be a part of this all weekend. And we will also have someone from the IMB here that will be talking with our students next Sunday morning. So we will not have small groups next Sunday morning. And we encourage you to come and be a part as we get to hear about what's going on domestically and globally with our partners in missions. Well, thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and I'll catch you next week.